Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay, the Wake Up Calls history guru, is with us. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, this morning, a guy called Stephen Henry Roberts, not a name that necessarily rolls off the tongue to a lot, but this bloke, born in Malden, went to school in Castlemaine, but I think, amongst other things that we'll touch on in a minute, probably, to me, the greatest thing about him was that he successfully predicted what was going to happen with World War II, the build-up of Nazism, but essentially was ignored.
Yeah, as you said, he was a young man who grew up in a sort of working-class family in Malden and went to school in Castlemaine. But in the 1930s, as an academic, he had study leave in Germany. And during that time, he went to Nazi Party rallies, he spoke to Nazi Party officials, and he basically wrote a book called The House That Hitler Built, in which he warned about the dangers of anti-Semitism, warned about the expansionary ideas of the Nazi regime, and basically made a fortune from selling that book.
Gee, now, the interesting thing, of course, is good old Neville Chamberlain, British Prime Minister, who didn't necessarily cover himself with glory around that time, he wrote, after finishing reading the book, "If I accepted the author's conclusions, I should despair, but I don't, and I won't." Yeah, good one, Nev. Never ask Neville Chamberlain.
Right, didn't he?
Hey, don't ask Neville Chamberlain for a tip in the Melbourne Cup, whatever you do. Bloody hell.
Beast of our time, yeah. I suppose it's interesting that, you know, Sir Stephen Roberts was, I mean, like he was out of tune with people like Neville. Neville, what's his name?
Chamberlain. Yeah. How quickly Chamberlain. We forget. Yeah.
but I mean, lots of other Australians travelled through Germany in the 1930s, and came back to Australia and had very complimentary things to say about Hitler. So I mean, Sir Stephen Roberts was quite against the sort of mainstream thought, I suppose, of important people in the 1930s.
Yeah. Now, so fill us in a little bit between, you know, leaving high school in Castlemaine, going to university, and that book in the 30s. Of course, he went on to be, I think, Dean or Chancellor of Sydney Uni as well. But what about the interim?
Well, in the interim, I mean, again, I think he's very interesting. He's obviously a very smart young man, and university in the 1920s was the preserve of the people from the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. But he got a scholarship to Teachers College in Melbourne, and from Teachers College then went on to get a scholarship to Melbourne University. And from Melbourne University, went to England and did his doctorate at the London School of Economics, which in a sense was unusual. You know, your good middle-class boys from Scots College and Melbourne Grammar, they all went off to Oxbridge, you know, to Cambridge and Oxford, whereas Sir Stephen Roberts went to the London School of Economics, which was training a whole group of, I suppose, people from Britain's colonial empire, but also in a left-wing sort of focus.
Yeah, he was obviously a real brainiac too. I see, like 1925, so he's only 24 years of age, and he's attended a conference in Honolulu presenting a paper on Australia's role in the changing Pacific, called Population Problems in the Pacific. So he really was a young sort of wunderkind, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, and the same. I mean, I suppose one of the important things about him is that as a historian, he's not sort of interested in, you know, simple things like who was the first, you know, person to discover Australia and all the rest of it. He was interested in Australia's part in the world.
Right.
And so, I mean, finding the South Pacific, I think, is very important in the 1930s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's what's described as a utilitarian, which, getting to year 11 and failing Murray Bridge High School, I've got no idea what that is. Please explain, as Pauline would say.
Well, it's a sort of British philosophy that aims to sort of provide the greatest good for the greatest number. I think guys like Jeremy Bentham and James Stuart Mill were the sort of people who developed it. But I think in the case of Sir Stephen Roberts, it's basically about just having a practical outlook on education, for example.
Oh, fantastic. Really interesting guy. Was chair of the New South Wales State Cancer Council. Did a whole lot of stuff as well. And, you know, you could spend a lot more time talking about him. But unfortunately, time is the enemy in this particular instance. But a fascinating bloke to talk about. And born and bred on our back door, which is fantastic.
On our back door. Yeah.
Terrific stuff. Charles, thank you for that. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, Mark. Catch you.
Charles Fay, Hidden History.